Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Saturday, May 21st. Today on Forbes, hate him a little or hate him a lot. Jake Paul is making millions in the boxing ring. It's the night before the most important fight in women's boxing history, but the center of attention is Jake Paul. Holding court on stage at Madison Square Garden's Hulu Theater, dressed in a Gen Z-approved all-beige getup and sneakers with pink laces, he sits across from famed boxing promoter Eddie Hearn. Although Hearn has worked with some of the biggest names in the sport, Canelo Alvarez, Anthony Joshua, and Gennady Golovkin, audience members are more interested in what Paul has to say, particularly who he's planning to fight next. A fan rattles off the names of potential opponents. Paul says, quote, "I don't know who these people are, like any of these people. Everyone has to get in line. I think everyone wants to fight me to be the person that knocks Jake Paul out and make a bunch of money." No doubt there's a long line of people who would like to knock Paul out, and some who do it for free. A prominent member of the first wave of performers to gain fame and notoriety solely online, the brash, arrogant 25-year-old Paul has amassed a list of reasons for people to dislike him. He's been accused twice of sexual assault, publicly denying the first allegation and calling it 100% false. Paul's representatives declined to comment on any accusations, and no charges have been filed. The FBI raided his home in 2020 after video showed him at a mall that was being looted. Charges were dropped. He's also called COVID-19 a, quote, hoax. His internet antics, which included setting bonfires in an empty pool and racing dirt bikes in the streets, attracted a certain type of fan and repulsed others, including Disney, which bounced him from its TV show Bizardvark. Paul's Team 10, a reality project featuring influencers living in the same house, racked up a laundry list of complaints, including the exploitation of participants, an accusation Paul denies. In 2017, Paul's older brother, Logan, a controversial YouTuber in his own right, uploaded the infamous Suicide Forest video, which purported to show a dead body hanging in the woods, and Jake was swept up in the fallout. Paul told a YouTube interview show, quote, "No one wanted to work with us. My life was pretty much ruined." None of that has stopped him. Paul is proof that being a bad boy can pay. He seems to have found his niche, and less than 3 years after his first professional bout, Paul has transformed himself from shock content internet star into a boxing force, and, he'd like you to believe, the future of the sport. Hate him a lot or hate him a little, it's working. Paul, who lives in Puerto Rico, is the world's 46th highest paid athlete, according to Forbes, having earned $38 million before taxes over the last 12 months. His two fights over that span fetched him around $30 million, even though he has still never fought a professional boxer. Paul says of his astronomical earnings, quote, "It doesn't make any sense, but hey, it is what it is, right? People want to see the fights, I guess, and the money comes along with that." For full coverage, check out Justin Birnbaum's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.